This is the Truth Network. Kingdom Pursuits, where you hear from ordinary people instilled with an extraordinary passion. Together we explore the stories of men and women who take what they love and let God turn their passion into kingdom pursuits. Now, live from the Truth Booth, your host, Robbie Dillmore.
We are live, but we are far from the Truth Booth. We are at Abbott's Frozen Custard in Clemens, North Carolina. So if you are in Raleigh today, you're in Charlotte, you may be in Richmond, Virginia, and you're thinking, how can I get here, Robbie? I'm telling you, it's 6312 Clemens Point Drive. Just put it in your GPS, and you will be grateful when you taste this turtle. It's chocolate. It's peanut. It's chocolate. It's frozen. It's on a stick. My mother told me about it. Somebody, you know, there on the shores of Lake Ontario, the original Abbott's from 1902. Right now, as we speak, they're lined all around the Lake of Ontario to get into Abbott's. Wow. It's amazing. And here, unlike any other Abbott's, in the entire world, we have Le Bleu's famous bottled water, and we're so blessed, really, actually, to have Brock AG with us. And Brock, with Le Bleu, you know, it's kind of fun to be here for this event.
Well, Robbie, I really don't want to talk right now because I want this Abbott's frozen custard. I just want to keep eating on this, right, Stu? This is great stuff.
Wow. That's not fair. That's just absolutely not fair. Bob got his turtle, and he's back here, you know, munching on this thing. And Brock's got some. And now my next guest, not just any corn is with us today, but we have Ricky Corn. So you can imagine what might be coming if you know me well shortly. But, you know, this man here is kind of like, I sat down next to him on an airplane on my way to Jamaica. And he looks over at me, and you can imagine, look at Ricky there, okay, that this man here looks over at you, and he gets in your eye, and he didn't have a smile on his face then. He looks at me, and he goes, Robbie, I've seen some things. And he said, this is real life. And I began to hear stories like I've never heard in my entire life. So you are going to get your fill of corn today. It's going to be a cornucopia of stuff that's just unbelievable. But that's besides the ice cream, and that's besides, you know, what God has taken the passion of people like Brock AG and Le Bleu bottled water. And it's amazing what you guys, you know, what God has done through your ministry there with Le Bleu.
Yeah, Robbie, it is great. First of all, I just want to edify Brad Wall that has made all this possible. And, you know, Brad had texted me one day and said, Brock, we're bringing Abbott's to Clemens. Would it be possible for us to take Le Bleu water and put an Abbott's label on the bottle? And it's been so cool to be meeting with him at other places throughout Clemens while he's put this vision together. And now we're like literally kids having an ice cream party out here with this wonderful frozen custard. But it's so awesome to see local men of God that are in business and seeing things happen. I mean, a few weeks ago, I mean, look at this place. It's gorgeous. The shop is awesome. And a few weeks ago, you're coming by and everybody's working hard, you know, like busy bees putting this all together. So we're just blessed to be a part of Abbott's and providing bottled water for them.
So if you happen to be blessed, you know, to be the person that discovered Andy Griffith, you know, a great storyteller, right? So as I'm listening to this cornucopia of stories on this trip to Jamaica, I said, man, I have got to get this man on the radio. Now, he's a little nervous because he's, you know, he's just being discovered. And I promised that I would give him a great introduction, like, you know, he walks, he talks, he crawls on his belly like a reptile. But go ahead, Mr. Corn. He is actually with the Tabernacle of Praise Men's Group, and I'll let you pronounce the city you're from.
I'm from Arden, North Carolina.
See, I couldn't say that right. I'd probably say Arden.
Arden. I'm from Arden, North Carolina.
And Ricky, this is real life.
Well, yes, it is. I met Robbie on the plane, like he said, going to Jamaica, and everything sort of seemed to come out, but I know the Lord's worked and done different things for me in my life, and I am a little nervous, but it is
it's going to be good. It's going to be great. We're going to pull it out of him, and there's going to be corn like you wouldn't believe. And it's coming. So speaking of corn, you might have guessed this, that we've got some stuff to give away today. So speaking of corn, he who has ears to hear, let him hear. Lest he visit the corner or become a laughing stock. You know what I'm saying, right? Some think my friend Corn is a pirate, but really he's more of a buccaneer. And he's not all that husky. He's really more of a colonel.
Oh, gosh.
Most of all, I'm sure you're going to agree that he is outstanding in his field.
There's some worms in this corn, I can tell.
That ain't right.
So you knew at the end of all those shenanigans, I actually would have a Bible riddle, and I have one that I'm excited about sharing with you. So if you can come in with an answer to this riddle, I am told you're going to get a free scoop of the world-famous from 1902 family recipe of Abbott's frozen custard. Here's your riddle. Who in the Bible had dreams of husky corn? Who in the Bible had dreams of husky corn? If you know the answer to that, you just got to drive out here to Clemens right behind the Dario's and come to Abbott's Frozen. You're going to get a free cup of frozen custard. All you got to do is come in and you'll see the tent with the truth van and all that stuff. You'll see Brock Agee and you'll see Mr. Corn himself. And all you got to do is tell us who in the Bible dreamt of husky corn. And I don't think it was written that way originally in the Hebrew, but it was husky corn, I'm just telling you. And Keith, we got to still hear the music because I got more. So go ahead and play the music for the Norma winning prize music, if you wouldn't mind. It maybe doesn't have. There we go. So if you come out here today and actually you just mentioned corn, I have tickets for you to the Dash game. I have, or your choice of, I've got tickets to the Wake Forest football game, right, coming up. So all you got to do is mention corn, and you get in there. But if you can answer the husky corn joke, I mean, not joke, but Bible riddle, then you get some Abbott's frozen custard. But we got to talk a little bit about water here since we have Brock Agee here. And a lot of people are wondering, what is the secret to, you know, LeBlue?
Oh, man, I could talk about water all day long. I was just watching last night. I don't know if you've seen this movie, Six Below, but I didn't know this. I've been in the water business forever, and you cannot eat snow. It actually will dehydrate you. If you're out cold, and I've got head shaking, yes. Robbie, I don't know that I'm the one to talk about water. I didn't even know this. If I was out stranded 8 days on the mountain, I would be eating the snow. How about you? But the secret to LeBlue is the secret to everything. It's called God our Father. Every day we have just replicated what the good Lord does with the evaporation condensation cycle, with the hydrological cycle. So at LeBlue, instead of filtering the water, we use heat, just like this, God does with the sun every morning. The sun pops up and that whole hydrological cycle starts. And if you could catch water out of the clouds, Robbie, if you think about that, then you would catch ultra-pure water, hydrogen and oxygen. And Stu Epperson said this, and I really... Can I quote you, Stu?
Well, you know, once in a while.
But, you know, we're the only people that give the pure water guarantee because we steam distill the water. We heat it up over 500 degrees. We're also doing UV and all this scientific stuff that will hurt people's heads.
Hydrogeological, you told me.
Yes, hydrogeological. But, guys, it's really cool. And we've got a local native to Clemens where we're at here today, Jerry Smith, that founded LeBlue bottled water, and that's the secret. We use heat instead of filters to make ultra pure water,
and it tastes awesome. And I've been, you know, at the Truth Network, right, Stu? We have gallons and gallons of LeBlue pure water, but you can get it at Abbott's frozen custard to help quench your thirst, because all this custard you're going to be eating, these turtles that Bob ate right here in my presence with the nuts and the caramel and the chocolate. What in the world are we thinking here? Got to make your way over here, right behind Dario's in Clemens. We got tickets to give away to the Wake game, to the Dash game, and we got frozen custard. All you got to do is tell us who was that Husky Corn Dreamer. 861. God takes your passion and uses it to build the kingdom. We're so blessed today to be here live at Abbott's Frozen Custard, their grand opening that's been happening since 10:30 this morning. We are at 6312. You might want to put this in your GPS. If you're in Raleigh, I know it's not going to be easy to find. 6312 Clemens Point Drive, Clemens, North Carolina, 27012. If you're used to driving around Clemens, if you look right behind the Dario's, you're going to see the Truth tent and the Truth truck. It's right next to Planet Fitness. Not hard to see, but we are more than blessed right now because we have the man himself. We had Brad Wall with us, the owner of Abbott's, but you've been so busy, it's been hard to get you on the radio.
It's been crazy this morning, but thank you guys for being here. Thank you for the opportunity to be on radio with you.
And you got to do the golden ticket.
Yeah, that's great. I mean, we didn't know what to expect. We had our first customer show up yesterday at 9:15. We just wanted to know what they were doing, and they showed up, and they camped out last night and all the rain and the storm and all that. So they received a golden ticket. And then we did a drawing for anyone in line at 9 o'clock, and then they actually got a golden ticket as well with the winner of that drawing. So we had two golden ticket winners. Which was Custard for a year, so we're excited about getting to see them, as well as all the customers for the next year.
And then this is a big deal. You got the big shots from Abbott's out of Rochester here.
Well, they're coming. They're coming in. You know, we're blessed to be part of a great company that's got a family focus on. So that's what we're excited about. And actually, they'll be here around 12 o'clock, 12:30 today. And so we're excited about sharing our family with their family.
Right. And
Miss Drew is, I mean, she's been with the company for, you know, and her grandfather was part of the company that started it back in 1900s, and so they're still part of the company, and, you know, it's great to be part of that and part of a company that focuses that much on family and the values that are there.
And for you, you know, coming out of Krispy Kreme where, you know, the secret recipe led to this unbelievable, you know, donut thing, and so now you got an opportunity to do the same thing with Custard.
Very, very similar. I mean, it's a secret formula, family formula that dates back to 1902. It's crazy. The connections to the brand, the affinity to the brand, the amount of people that just came while we were building, beating on the glass, hey, are you open yet? Are you open yet? So there's a loyal following to the brand. And the biggest thing is the smiles that you make on people's face. And that's what's most exciting for me.
And also that God given you this vision to give back to an extent, right?
That's right. So 10% of all our profits will go to a special needs ministry or local ministries.
And that awesome. Special needs ministry is something God put on your heart. It's kind of a unique, really, really cool. For somebody who works in special needs, I realize the burden that's on the parents of special needs families, and you really found a cool way to...
In 2011, we were at a cheer competition, believe it or not, and God laid it on my heart that we needed to do something for special needs families. We came back to Winston-Salem. We were in Gatlinburg, Tennessee at the competition. We came back to Winston-Salem, and I looked at my wife and said, we got to start a foundation. And so we started the Wall Foundation in 2011. I have been ministering to families with special needs now since then.
And I've got Alan now, Alan Mayo Gady. I hope I'm saying that right, Alan.
Yes, how you doing, Robbie?
I've never got to say your name on the air. I just think of him as Alan, though. I don't usually throw the Mal Gady out there stuff. But we were in Jamaica, and we didn't know. We thought we were going to the Teen Challenge Farm, didn't we, Alan? But just describe what your experience was with special needs that you never really had before.
Well, when we first went to the orphanage in Kinston, it was eye-opening. It was there was a lot of stuff that most people wouldn't even think that would be in an orphanage. There's a lot of love being shown there. Tremendous amount of help needed for the children. It was a real blessing to be a part of it just for a few hours, 6 or 8 hours there.
Yeah, because unfortunately in Jamaica, they think the special needs people have got a evil spirit, so they throw them. It's not murder to throw them out in the gutter. And so this Catholic Foundation kind of thing picks up these kids, and there's literally hundreds of them. You know, and certainly the infant room was, you know, really hard to take with all these little babies, right, Alan?
Yeah, it was it was a lot to be there with the children, but it was a blessing to be able to help and see him smile and laugh. And the children just want love, just like anyone else. That's all we really need is love, God's love.
Yeah, and that's really cool that, you know, again, in your own way, through your Abbott's Frozen Custard, you know, you've got the group that you're being able to support here. What's your, you know, this has been your dream for a while, and so what are you most looking forward to today?
Serving the kids and serving the customers. I mean, that's the biggest thing, seeing smiles on everyone's face. That's what we couldn't wait to do. We said that on Facebook. We can't wait to serve this great brand to this great community, and that's what it's about. And so that's my biggest thing. I guess that's the most exciting thing for me.
How about the sodas? Because that was kind of your...
The soda is a special thing that we can do, something that other Abbott's, that we're the first Abbott's location that has been offered this opportunity. And so if you come in and you want a soda with the signature flavors of the Abbott's custard, we can make that for you in a soda. So it's kind of going back to the 1800s when you had the soda jerks in the early 1900s. We have that when you walk in, you'll see the soda bar on the left. And so we can make you a soda out of, if you want black raspberry soda, we can make you a black raspberry soda. Cream soda, traditional old school cream soda is unbelievable.
So, Alan, in your case, you know, he is with a men's group there at the Tabernacle of Praise Church, right?
That's correct, yes.
And as you look, you know, it's kind of interesting that God picked you of all people.
Amen.
to head that men's group, but I'm which we'll get more into Alan's story a little bit later. But Alan, I'm curious what you're looking forward to as you look at that agenda over the next few months. What are you looking forward to?
Well, we just had a great a back-to-school bash with 13 men showed up to help put everything together, as well as the rest of the church. But we have a couple events starting up. One is it's called the Man Event. It's at Crossroads Assembly of God Church in Asheville, and we'll be a part of that. There'll be probably 300 men involved with that. And then there's also some other stuff happening with the men's group, but it's always great to be a part of it. You know, the scripture tells us, as iron sharpens iron, so one man sharpens another. And to sharpen means to help one another, to make it better. So that's our really striving point, is to make each other better. We were never meant to be alone as brothers.
Yeah, that's awesome. It is awesome that. And we aren't. And so we got a chance to spend some time together in Jamaica. And, yes, we have somebody coming up wanting a T-shirt, and I have some for free, and I'll get you one here when we go to the break, which is part of what we're doing. We got tickets to give away to the Wake Forest game. We got tickets to give away to the Dash game. And we got frozen custard if somebody comes up, you know, that mentions corn. Or, you know, what it was that my who in the Bible was having dreams of husky corn. So you got your whole family here, Brad. That's cool,
right?
Thing, too. So talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, it's been a blessing to see my kids get involved in the business. You know, from my oldest daughter leading the staff to training and to my youngest daughter running products and everything. And she's so excited about that. To my son working on the machine and making the custard for everyone. And it's just, and it's a blessing to see my daughter that's from UNC Charlotte. She came home today to be part of the opening as well. So it's just great. That's one of the things that I didn't really realize when I was going into business with my family, how rewarding it was going to be to see your kids step in and start being part of it.
So of all these different flavors and ice creams and chip things, and you got stuff, what is your personal, I'm interested, what would Brad Wallace say is his personal favorite of all the different cakes and ice creams and sodas, and that, like, man, if you were going to come in here tonight after everybody's gone, what are you going to eat?
Well, you know, you put me on the spot like that. I mean, the answer I'll probably say is yes, I'll take that, and it's a little bit of everything because it's all good. You know, all the flavors are really good. I can't put my hand on one that I just prefer the best. The one that we're running today that was my first time that I've actually tried it was butter pecan, and it's pretty good. So I would have to, today I would say butter pecan. Tomorrow I'll probably say something different.
Well, you know, you get to know different people, and so, you know, for Robbie, you know, I'd be saying, that's the most outstanding thing I ever ate in my entire life, you know. But for Brad, when he says, that's pretty good, I'm going to tell you that that's like Robbie saying, that's the most outstanding thing I've ever had in my entire life. So, you know, take that as high praise. I'm just saying, Alan. And so what was really cool for me is Alan and Ricky were there in Jamaica as we were – what we were actually doing is we had two guys – who had graduated from the North Carolina Boys Academy. And so they're going through a drug rehabilitation program. These are young boys that are like, you know, 15, 16, 17 years old. And their dads are taking them. They're graduating from this program. And God's come into their life and freed them, you know.
Amen.
And so now their dads are engaging. And so we're sitting around a table every morning in Jamaica, weren't we, Alan? And listening to these men's stories, and these boys were hearing, you know, wow, I wasn't the only one getting wounded. My dad had a similar story, right?
Yeah, there was one day that lasted about 2.5 hours, maybe 3 hours. We didn't even eat our breakfast that morning, where it was 10 men going around sharing life experiences with tears and a lot of tissues and being sincere. Whenever men could do that, it's always good.
Yeah, I just, you know, I thought, man, what would I have given to have my dad sitting in that situation to hear him share, you know, his struggles? And you know, it was just a precious moment there as we saw, you know, really in a fatherless place like Jamaica, fathers coming together like that. So right now, you got just a little while to get here. You want to get these tickets to Abbott's Frozen Custard here in Clemens.
And don't forget corn.
Robbie Dillmore here, and the Truth Network podcasts have helped make MyPillow the company it is today. And now Mike Lindell, who, by the way, I've met and is a great guy, the inventor and CEO of MyPillow, wants to give back to our listeners. For the first time, you can get deep discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the new radio listener specials. Who never thought that my dream job would be selling MyPillows? Maybe you're getting tired of these sleeping jokes, but you can get deep discounts on MyPillows, mattress toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. For example, the body pillow is regularly $89.99, but with a promo code GETTRUTH, it's only $29.99. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the new radio listener specials and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the body pillow, for only $29.99. Enter promo code GETTRUTH or call 800-942-9613 for these great radio specials.
Welcome back to Kingdom Pursuits, where we hear how God takes your passion and uses it to build the kingdom. We are so excited to be live today at Abbott's Frozen Custard, their grand opening here in Clemens, North Carolina. And we also have with me my friends from Jamaica that made the mission trip. We have Alan Malgady and Ricky Korn, who are with the Tabernacle Praise Church. But, you know, I've been waiting for this segment just so that you could finally get some sense of what I got to enjoy when I was in Jamaica. Because, as I told you, there is in front of me somebody that really is the Andy Griffith of storytelling. I'm telling you that he's seen some things. He told me that on the plane, but I had no idea. And so just to give our listening audience a little bit of that, while they're on their way here to enjoy the frozen custard and the turtles and the peanuts and the, oh, my goodness, all the stuff, the sodas and the raspberry and the butter pecan, I know you're on your way. So you need to hear a story. So, Ricky, if you could share with our listeners what I think is the classic corn story of when you decided that you should go sort of parasailing off the building. So to set this up, we were on our way up to Teen Challenge Farm, and I was talking about this guy one time who used to parasail behind trucks. You know how you go behind a boat? Well, this guy really got all beat up because he tried to put a parasail behind a truck, and Ricky says, "Oh, that ain't nothing."
Right.
So what happened, Ricky?
Well, years ago, I used to work construction ironwork. And so me and my buddies come up with this idea. We was going to make this big black plastic parachute. And we put a paracord on it. And I put a body harness on and hooked it in the back in the D-ring. And got my buddies to stretch it out. And I was on top of a flat roof.
How high up?
Probably 100 foot or so up off the ground.
And so you got this idea because you're just standing up there and all of a sudden you go, I think I ought to go parasailing off a building today. What?
Well, yeah, something like that.
With plastic.
So you got this plastic like you'd use for landscaping. And
yeah, heavy stuff, man. You know.
And so the guy who made this parachute, did you have a little concern about his ability to parachute make?
Well, yeah, I'd tried many things before, so I just figured it's a good idea. So the wind was blowing probably 60, 70 miles an hour. This ain't no kidding. And I told my ironworking buddies, I said, here, throw it up, pull it out. You know, it was like a sort of like one of those chutes behind a drag car that goes around in a circle one way, left or right or up or down. And but anyway, they threw it up in the air. When they threw it up in the air, oh, yeah. The wind caught it, and it slung me to the left, and it slung me to the right, and it beat me on the deck, on the corrugated deck, 28 gauge, I think it was, 24 gauge deck, and it tore me up. It was tearing me up bad.
So you give us a little sound effect of what that might have sounded like?
It was like, awful bad sounds anyway.
So you're picturing a drag car parachute, right, and this thing's spinning only with one big difference. This has got corn attached to
it. Yeah.
And you're 50 feet up off this roof, right, on this. Okay. Now.
And all of a sudden, I guess the wind got right or something. It picked it up, like, in the air, like, you know, I was floating up in the air, but I was beat up. Like, I looked like a scarecrow hanging up there because I was hooked off in the front down to the bar jaws. And here comes the superintendent. And he looked at me, and he said, get him down, and you come to the office.
You picture this. Get him down.
Yeah, he said, get him down now. He told me, he said, you come to the office. And I was like, oh. But I didn't lose my job, but, you know, that was the end of the parasailing for me.
Now, I don't know. You're probably
that is
saying,
the truth, though.
Robbie, how does God take your passion and use it to build the kingdom? Well, this is the adventure kind of thing that God puts in every little boy. Okay, you never met a man that didn't have adventure down in there somewhere. And John Eldridge would teach you that, you know, part of what's in every man, right, is this battle to fight, an adventure to live, and a beauty to rescue. And so sometimes that goes a little array. But no doubt when you meet Mr. Corn, you realize that he's got a little adventure in him. So, Alan, here you are, like, you've got the Ricky Corn in your men's group. So, I mean, are you leveraging this ability to storytell in your times together?
Yeah, we're really blessed to have Rick. We got a great bunch of guys there. Rick's going to join us at the boot camp coming up in a couple of months. He's one of seven that's signed up already. Yeah, he's a blessing. Right now, you ought to see him. He's in full-on camouflage. The first time I ever laid eyes on Rick, he was in the back of the church wearing a Civil War hat and camouflage. And I said, all right, I'm going to go meet him.
So, Alan, you know, I got to say that I am really jealous that I don't live, you know, 3.5 hours from here up in the mountains where I could attend this men's group because, man, these two guys are just, you know, if you want to go on an adventure to Jamaica, I'm just saying, you know, you're going to want to have Alan and Corn with you because this stuff's good. And, Alan, you know, you used to have a Harley and, you know, you had some times, didn't you?
Yeah, the Lord took me out of a lifestyle of recklessness. I'm blessed to be alive today and have brothers in Christ like I do. Yeah.
Yeah, and so, you know, it's kind of neat. And from my standpoint, that you know, I think the church needs men that are men.
Yeah.
And if you were to meet Alan and Korn, it wouldn't take you long to come to the conclusion that you would want them on your side in the foxhole. Would you say that's accurate, Mr. Korn?
Yes, I'd say it very accurate. I've seen some things.
Now, one of the things you have seen is Abbott's frozen custard, and unlike me,
yes,
and unlike Alan, you've tasted Abbott's frozen custard recently. I tasted it when I was a kid, but you got the spoon. You know, give us a taste test. You know, what did you enjoy?
The strawberry shortcake.
Strawberry shortcake.
Yeah, strawberry shortcake. It was just something else, man. I just couldn't get up over it. You know, and I do have a spoon.
And you can hear the children out here.
Oh,
they're,
yeah.
They're
having a good time.
They're excited.
Yeah.
They lost their balloon.
Yeah.
Well, there you go.
There it goes.
There it goes.
Better go get another one.
It's taken off. But that's all right.
It's all right.
Yeah, you can see they're having a blast, which is part of, you know, being out here at a live event at Abbott Frozen Custard, is we got children and with balloons and a high wind, these things can happen like a parachute.
Yeah, like a parachute.
It absolutely could. So, you know, Alan, tell us, how did you get hooked up with John Steigerwald and the North Carolina Boys Academy?
His mom used to go to a different church, and we met her in a prayer group, an intercessory group, and we were praying for that camp prior to it actually being a camp. There was 100 counties in North Carolina, and my wife and I represented Avery County because we were living in Avery County and driving up to go to a different church, and that's where we met Amy, John's mom, and... That's how I got hooked up with John over at the Hickory Boys Academy. It's an awesome place. If you ever have some time, you want to go out and visit it, call up John and check out the camp, see how God's moving, and watch the Spirit in action.
Yeah, plus they have treetop adventures.
Treetop adventure.
If you like rope courses and zip lines, they got... Talk about adventure, Ricky. Have you been here? Have you zipped?
I'm going. I ain't zipped yet.
They have a harness, like it might remind you of your parachute.
Start having flashbacks. That ain't good.
They could have some flashbacks. All right. We're going to be back, and we got stuff to give away. So all you got to do is come by our tent here in the van. Abbott's Frozen Custard behind Dario's in Clemens, North Carolina. So much more Kingdom Pursuits coming up. Well, not that much more, but enough for you to enjoy. So stay tuned. Takes your passion and uses it to build the kingdom, and we are passionate about Abbott's Frozen Custard today as we're live out here in Clemens, right behind the Dario. If you happen to be in the Winston-Salem, North Carolina area today, we would love to see you. We still have lots of stuff to give away, and they're giving away balloons like crazy, and we can see these children are really, really particularly enjoying these, but more than that, the people inside are enjoying these wonderful... They have these turtle things that are just like on a stick. That's where I'm going. I'm telling you, as soon as, and I may have to have a soda and a turtle. But can you imagine a black raspberry soda?
Ooh.
Oh my goodness! Because that's a legendary flavor, the black raspberry. So they've got that, and it's all going on. So, but I, you know, a big part of the way that, you know, I think that we connected when we were in Jamaica, Alan, was in the whole idea of the father wounds. And you may know that one of the reasons that a lot of people will struggle with drug addictions or, you know, things along those lines, like the boys at the North Carolina Boys Academy or like the guys there at the Jamaica Teen Challenge, was in the area of father wounds. And so as we were sitting around, and as you were saying, Alan, in that table that day, you know, both you and Rick, you know, kind of went there, and that's a really helpful place because we picture God, right, and to a great extent how we were treated by our father. And so if our father was a harsh, difficult man, then, you know, this is part of what we are picturing God may be like. And, I mean, as I was listening to your own story, which we shared that day, Alan, you know, I think you're able to help those other men feel free to tell their story because you told yours.
Yeah, sometimes it's hard to really talk about stuff, but you want to get it out, you know. You want to get it out, and you want to be always in a safe environment, though. So you don't want to just tell anybody. But you want to be able to have a brother that you can confide in. You know, the Bible's clear again, James 5:16, you know, be accountable to each other, you know. I'm blessed to have the church that we have and the men's group and just to be a part of it and to be able to know that we're making an impact in our community with each other and getting real, like Rick would say, real life.
Yeah. And again, you know, that stuff, not that we're getting into any details on the air. I'm just saying the fact that it came out, you could see the effect that it had on these boys that obviously are struggling with their own father stuff. Right, Ricky?
That's right. That's correct. I'd say that majority of them are lucky, you know, to be able to live and be in the environment that they're living in now, because in our day and time was different and a lot rougher. But I've come a long ways, not bragging, but I've come a long ways with the help of the Lord, and there's no way I could have did it without the help of God.
Amen.
And I love the vision, you know, after that whole experience in Jamaica, you know, God kind of gave you a vision on the road coming home of, you know, the cross. And you can we share a little bit about that?
Well, yeah, I'll share a little bit. But the Lord revealed to me that that Jesus Christ is the only one that was went to the valley, was in the valley. It filled the void, only Christ.
Amen.
And because when they raised Jesus Christ upon the cross, from one side of the cross to the other, all the way around the earth's rim, the rim of earth, in other words, it sealed it off. And that's why Jesus Christ said, "No one come through the Father except through me." It was a sealed deal.
Right. So, the thing that just wows me, Alan, is, you know, we have this experience that we have. We obviously see God show up in so many different ways, you know, with these boys. They're in the orphanage, they're, you know, at the Teen Challenge Farm, and then he just keeps working on us.
Yeah.
And to see stuff like that, did you have something on your way home or that just kind of woke your heart up?
Well, just to know that we're back in the United States was good, to be honest with you. But, you know, it usually is a father issue that's driving someone to rebel. It's always a father issue. It was pointed out to me by my pastor. He said that when he asked the disciples asked him, you know, teach us how to pray, he said, "Our Father," because it's quite possible that they had father issues as well.
Wow, that's a wonderful insight. And so we need to tell you, because we only have 1 minute left, that you are got to make your way up. They're going to be up today all day. They got the special butter pecan going on. They got
Woo-hoo!
Turtles. They got it's the grand opening of Abbott's Frozen Custard. It's in Clemens. It's right behind the Dario, right next to Planet Fitness. And if you're wondering who it was that dreamed about that, because nobody came up and claimed the corn. But it was Joseph that had the dream about the husky corn, just saying. But that's what actually happened, if you were wondering. But anyway, we're so glad and so thankful that you listened today to Kingdom Pursuits. How does God take your passion? Think about it. How does he take your passion and use it to build the kingdom this week? Hopefully, your passion for custard, you can still make it out here in Clemens, behind Dario. Thank you for listening.